Good morning. I'm not going to try and move too much because, as you can see, I've got this $20 microphone and I'm trying not to fuck it up. I also don't know what the video call is going to be. Oh, what's up? How you going? I'm Jimmy. Today we're talking about tall poppy syndrome. It's a common Aussie thing. I don't know if you guys have the term for it in the United States. I think the UK does. But it's essentially we just shit on people for doing better. Then we shit on people for being shit at life anyway. It's just a common Aussie thing that if someone's doing better than you, or if you're successful, then we've got to narrow them down a couple of pegs. And it's, I hate it so much. Pour yourself a coffee and I'll explain why I hate it so much. So we're obviously all trying to get to a certain level of wealth, of happiness, of success that everyone's trying to achieve at the end of the day. But there just appears to be an imaginary boundary that once you hit that, then I hope it's not too bad. Once you hit that, then all of a sudden you're crap, like you're an evil person because you've done so well. And Aussies do it more than others. And from like birth, you're just told, don't accept your achievements. Your achievements aren't great. Stay in line, be ordinary, don't do too much because then you'll stand out. And I apologies for picking a side on this, but I feel like it's more of a leftist ideology that we should all be one and equal and even. And then it almost rubs off as, well, I'm just not going to do anything else because someone's going to shit on me. And I feel like if you're someone that does shit on someone for doing better, then inevitably you don't go and do it because if that guy's posing in the mirror at the gym, then he's a bit of a loser. Oh, he's got a shirt off. Look how ripped he is, blah, blah, blah. When that's an achievement, celebrate your achievements. On the flip side, if you're overweight, someone is going to tease you for being overweight. Like, that's just how we live. So wouldn't you rather be the one that's positively good on yourself and then have other people tease you about how good you are? It's just something that we overlook so much that, and especially the haters of this whole self-improvement method, is that, well, you think you have a superiority complex, but I feel like sometimes if you're going to work so hard that you get to that level of success in any asset of life, well, then celebrate it. Like, achieve and be happy about it, because we don't do it. And that's why we all live such mundane lives, because we're scared to celebrate the achievements that we do. So it feels hollow when we achieve anything. If you get the body that you want, or even just get a girlfriend, like, they can be small baby steps of self-improvement. Celebrate them. I've done a month's worth of YouTube videos now. We've got 60 subs. Fucking love you guys. Like, this is a big achievement. It's, I think if you'd look into to statistics, it would be like a top 20% channel, which that's kind of funny, but like, it's a big achievement at the end of the day. How many people want to get to 60 subs? Quite a lot. We just overlook these because they're not like the Lamborghini that we're trying to drive. Or you buy a Ford Focus for your first car. It's an achievement, bro. Like, celebrate your small achievements, because someone's going to tease you if you were driving like an old Ford Festiva, what were they called? Like, my girlfriend's first car was like this ugly Ford Festiva, I think. We called it the Festi because it was gross. So it's, yeah, you can sort of see it in Australian culture all the time that if someone's too good, you'll get, it's like the LeBron James effect. LeBron James is so good, but it knows that he's good, so therefore we have to hate him because he talks about how good he is at times. He calls himself the best player in the world. It's not gloating, like, it's almost a fact at this point. And it should be a fact. If you've achieved something, it's material fact that you've gone and done it. It's not like subjective. It's not something that only you've gone and achieved. If you've lost 50 kilos, that's fucking huge. Good on you. Celebrate it. Flaunt it. Flaunt what we succeed at, because where it's so taboo to talk about things like weight loss, like getting money, like our personal sleeping with people's lives. I don't know if you're allowed to say the S word. And there could be achievements to you. Whatever you want to be successful at and you've gone and done is an achievement to you. And just because you feel like you're going to put someone else down by achieving it, don't stop yourself. You're taking away the victory of what you're trying to achieve. And I think that's why so many of us have these goals. We finally hit them and then they're hollow and we need to raise the bar because, oh, well, I've done this and I didn't really get to celebrate it. So I go out of my way to buy myself a watch every time I do something successful. So I bought a second house at the start of the year, I went and bought myself a brand new watch that was expensive, but it'll be a timepiece, and I'll pass that on to my son when the time is due. And we're about to buy a third one. I'm going to do the exact same thing. I actively talk about this to friends, and I think tall poppy syndrome can be avoided by the friends that you pick. If you've got friends that pump you up every time you do something, they're probably worth being around. Too many times we get into these friend circles where if you start to self-improve, well, I'm going to make a whole video about friends. If you start to self-improve, then you're the bad guy of the group and people tell you off for that as well. So I'm going to talk about the other side of tall poppy syndrome, how to get over it. So that's the video today. I hope this microphone worked out well. I hope there's not too much static. You're going to post it anyway. I'll try and edit the voice some way or another. Heaps of AI that allows you to do that. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Peace out.